This is Will Friedle from Pod Meets World. Let's be honest. The 90s gave us some great things. The music, totally rad. The fashion, so fly. Home decor, that's a different story. In HGTV's new competitive series, Totally 90s House, two teams of iconic TV stars take on two homes frozen in time. Paired with HGTV experts, they'll turn dated spaces into fresh modern homes and compete for the ultimate bragging rights. Goodbye, honey oak cabinets. Hello, 21st century. Totally 90s House. Special series premiere starts August 26th at 9, 8 central on HGTV.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
You know when people try a new food and suddenly it's like, okay, hold on, I got a new favorite food.
That's the reaction a lot of people are having when they first try Kewpie Mayo.
Yeah, it's the one with the red cap and the little baby on the bottle. You've probably seen it at the grocery store.
And this mayo is different.
Mm-hmm. Most mayonnaise uses whole eggs. Kewpie only uses egg yolks, which gives it this rich umami flavor. It's smoother, deeper, almost buttery.
Once people try it, they start putting it on everything. Egg sandwiches, fries, burgers.
Chefs use it. Restaurants use it. People who really care about flavor use it.
Put it on just about anything.
Then you'll understand.
Kewpie, the original Japanese mayonnaise.
There are so many video game anniversaries.
Can't believe
this year.
It.
Like milestone video game anniversaries. So we really want to go through all of them and talk about what we think Nintendo might do to celebrate, or basically not acknowledge some of these.
Yeah, 2026 is really the year of anniversaries. Our friend Genki put together this handy-dandy list, and I cannot believe how many franchises are celebrating like beyond 25 years or more. Let's like just quickly run through 25th anniversaries. Halo, Devil May Cry, Onimusha, Animal Crossing, Pikmin, Luigi's Mansion, and Golden Sun. 30th, Pokemon, Resident Evil, Persona, Dead or Alive, Crash Bandicoot, Tomb Raider. 35th, Sonic. 40th, Zelda, Dragon Quest, Metroid, Castlevania, and Kid Icarus. What?
Whoa.
It's ridiculous.
Milestone anniversaries. And wow. I guess a lot of things came out 40 years ago from 2026.
Yeah, it's called an NES.
NES. There you go.
That's what it's called. It's called a Famicom.
A Famicom. Yeah. Exactly. No, exactly. We feel old, but we got to go through some of these anniversaries and talk about what we think Nintendo will be doing. They may be supporting some more than others. And yeah, we want to get into that.
Yeah, the Nintendo approach is interesting in contrast to a lot of these other companies who we are already seeing them making posts, acknowledging these, trying to get fans excited. Like, look, we have this Dragon Quest with this cute slime.
Oh, a little slime with a bow tie.
At first I thought that was a bow tie. Maybe it's not. I don't
just
know.
Just a ribbon.
Yes. We've seen Resident Evil. We have seen Halo already getting out there. So it's
Pokemon,
like,
it's out there.
It's like there's so many. It's like a rush to claim the
year
attention,
of X.
The attention of anniversaries. Because I do think there's going to be some anniversary fatigue this year of like, oh gosh, another one of these.
Yeah.
And everybody's got their favorite franchise, but we're just going to be hearing about a lot of anniversaries. So again, Nintendo's approach in comparison to these other companies is often so muted. And when we were there, It was a slog to even be able to acknowledge in like, hey, can we do a tweet about this? I was like, I don't know. Please give me your detailed plan and I'll go ask Mr. Furukawa.
I know. I was like, does he really need
do we need to do this?
The Game Boy anniversary was one that we celebrated.
That was one.
Yeah,
for sure.
That was a lot of approvals.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there have been times, and you and I have worked on like big anniversaries, like the Zelda 25th anniversary. I worked on all of the Mario anniversaries. There have been time, and Mario's 40th was just last year, that Nintendo did do some kind of acknowledgement, some kind of celebration. But you're so right. Compared to some of these other companies and what they might have up their sleeves to celebrate their anniversary or even acknowledge these anniversaries, Nintendo's definitely on the more muted side of things.
And it may be surprising, but they really take pride in being a mostly forward-looking company.
Very true.
Versus looking backwards.
Yes.
They are aware, like, yeah, we did great things in the past. People love these games. They will continue to be beloved. But we're focused on what is coming next. And that's an approach that really helped them through those dark times of, you know, the Wii U and the 3DS. There's a lot of companies that just became nostalgia companies.
Yeah.
Like, you know, think about, like, an Atari. Like, Atari's trying to start up new.
Yeah.
And obviously Atari's had a weird path to this point, but like nobody's thinking about like, oh boy, I can't wait to hear about the new things from Atari. It's like, no, that's like something that my dad or my grandfather or like some old guy used to play in Atari. Whereas Nintendo, it's like, yes, we're excited because there's new things at the forefront of Nintendo.
Yeah.
So they're always have these mixed feelings of like, what is the baggage that comes with acknowledging, celebrating an anniversary.
There's always like that double-edged sword with anniversaries in general because it can remind you of how old a franchise
is. It's a birthday.
And how old you are.
Right.
But also, like, it's like, does that make it feel dated?
Right.
This thing is now 40 years old.
Wait, 40 years old? This is some boomer stuff. I gotta get off of this.
That's what I'm saying, right? So, like, does that acknowledgement or even, like, celebration of something... The double-edged sword part of it is like, it could make it feel not relevant to today. But then, of course, the flip side of that is like, wow, this thing has endured the test of time. What an amazing accomplishment for something to have stayed relevant for so long. So there's this careful dance that I think Nintendo is very aware of and does around anniversaries. Maybe some of these other companies are a bit more like loose on how they want to acknowledge or celebrate it, but when we were at Nintendo, that was definitely the conversations. Like, we want to make sure that we are seen as a future-looking, relevant company versus one that is always, like, talking about nostalgia,
The
good old days. Exactly.
And another approach that Nintendo has that's maybe a little bit unique is, like, they are always looking for, like, how can we sell you on the new thing?
Yes.
So there are some franchises where it's like, yeah, there may not be anything happening for the anniversary. Mm-hmm. So for us to get people all spun up, like, that's going to create some weird expectations of like, well, what if we get people excited about the Golden Sun anniversary and there's no new Golden Sun game? Then we kind of have let people down. Yes, people like it when we acknowledge. It kind of shows like, yeah, we're on your level. We understand that you like this. But there's kind of the other side of that it's not paid off. Which is why you see them focus on just like a couple brands that always have something in the fire. Like Mario, it's like there's so much.
There's always Mario.
There's a million Mario things for you to buy. Now Zelda's kind of getting in that category. So we got a movie, we got all these other things beyond games. Even if there is a game, we can talk about that. There's safe bets in terms of anniversaries. Mm-hmm. Pokemon's on a whole other level.
Well, they got their own thing going on.
They're on a whole other level.
Yeah, they got their own thing going on.
Well, why don't we talk about Pokemon then?
Yeah, let's talk about Pokemon.
Because, that's probably going to be the biggest anniversary out of all these.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, they definitely are very different from Nintendo in their approach to anniversaries. I mean, we were there for the Pokemon 25th anniversary. It was a big blowout celebrating Pokemon. The other thing about Pokemon that's like Nintendo now is that they have more things beyond just games. Like, they are...
Every single year.
They are permeated into every aspect of entertainment. Like, anything you can think of, physical stuff, cards, movies, music, TV shows, you know, celebrity stuff, also games, but games across so many different platforms, mobile games, Nintendo games, like, so many different places where you can interact with a Pokemon, interact with Pikachu. So they are very well versed in making it feel like it's a big year for Pokemon every single year. But of course, for this 30th anniversary, I think they're going to go pretty big. Like, we've already seen them announce some partnerships for the 30th anniversary. They're doing the McDonald's.
We got a Happy Meal.
Happy Meal. They got to do that. Yeah. That's a sure thing.
They already have a logo that they've been getting out there.
Beautiful new logo. It's really cool. It's like an animated logo that kind of rotates through the different Pikachu.
And obviously Pokemon Day is going to be a big culmination of that. That's going to be a celebration where, you know, they always have these wonderful nostalgic videos of like, here's the path.
Here's the kid.
Here's how we all grew up with Pokemon.
Yeah.
But they're going to back it up. They're going to have some big announcements.
They are. They are definitely going to have some big announcements. And for them, this is actually the 30th anniversary of the Pokemon games. It's Red, Blue, Yellow that we're celebrating the anniversary for. I mean, they're going to make it so that it's like all Pokemon, every type of entertainment Pokemon, but it's actually the anniversary of the games. So, you know, we did our big 2026 predictions video. We both are very hopeful and, you know, logically it makes sense for them to re-release those original games that they're celebrating the anniversary for. That would make sense. But yeah, I think out of all of these anniversaries on this big, big, big long list, Pokemon is going to be the one that goes the biggest.
Yes.
I think, yeah.
Yeah, and again, that's managed separately from Nintendo. That's mm-hmm. managed by the Pokemon company.
Yeah.
So there's different people who are coming up with ideas, have a different mindset about that versus the strictly Nintendo side, which is much more conservative about all this. But yes, I mean, they can be brazen with this because it's like, look at how much stuff we have every single year. Mm-hmm. Get excited because we want you to buy something.
You can, too.
And you can.
You can buy... like so many different options of things that they can sell to you. You know what I mean? So
right.
like they got lots of things that potentially you could be
interested
in.
We got a game you're going to want to buy. We got a card you're going to want to scalp. You're going to love it.
You're going to love it. You're going to punch out somebody at a Costco. Get ready. 30th anniversary. How exciting. Well, we have to talk about the elephant in the room, which is definitely the Zelda anniversary,
yes.
which is probably going to be Nintendo's biggest thing that they'll put some stuff behind.
Right.
One myth that we definitely always are debunking whenever we talk about anniversaries is that, like, Nintendo is never going to release a game or release something new just for the fact of celebrating an
right.
anniversary. So, like, they would never think this way where they're like, in 3 years it's going to be the 40th anniversary of X game. We better start developing a game to celebrate
right.
that anniversary.
That is so not
that
on their
so
mind.
That is so counter
right.
to how they approach game development. So not to disappoint anybody, but if you're thinking like, oh goody, it is the, you know, the 40th anniversary of Kid Icarus. Here comes the next Kid Icarus game. Like, I wouldn't be holding my breath for
yeah.
that. But like you were saying, for the Zelda 40th anniversary, they've already got some stuff happening around Zelda. We're probably not getting the next 3D Zelda game, but there's a Zelda movie. You got some Zelda
and
merch.
We've had Zelda games more years than not.
Than not years.
So again, there probably will be some sort
yeah.
of a Zelda game, but it was not specifically conceived of like, we need a game for this anniversary because
yeah,
it's a
like
big anniversary.
5 years ago, they were like, we have an anniversary
right.
coming up. We better start developing a game.
No.
But on the table is potentially there could be a remake that they do.
Yep.
Potentially they could do some sort of kind of like the Mario, like, you know, let's re-release this 3-pack of games
right.
to celebrate the anniversary of Mario. They've done that before. Like that, those kinds of things where it's kind of an easy thing for them to do, coupled with some of the other existing Zelda things they have like already going,
yeah.
like the movie or whatever, is likely how they will celebrate
right.
the anniversary. They'll probably have a logo.
Yep.
They'll probably do something in some direct where they, you know, save like 10 minutes or something like that to talk a bit about the 40. Mr. Aonuma will come out looking real suave and he'll say the thank you and do the thing. But I think other than that, it's not going to be like, can't wait to announce this thing we've been holding back for 5 years until this anniversary
yeah.
happens.
Yeah, I feel like in comparison to some of these other companies, Nintendo maybe gets caught a little bit unaware of like,
they're a little flat-footed,
oh shoot, that's coming up in 6 months. We
yeah.
better cook something up. And,
yeah.
and, you know, kind of the proof point for that is go back 5 years ago, the Mario 35th anniversary was a pretty big deal. It happened in the pandemic. There were some things that had to get cut.
Yes.
But they still managed to make a big deal out of it. And then the Zelda anniversary came next. Everybody's like, all right, there was a big deal out of that Mario one. Here comes a big Zelda anniversary. And it kind of wasn't.
It was nothing.
It was like some stuff that they caught. It's like, hey, we got a Game & Watch. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That was kind of it.
Slapped a logo together.
Yeah.
It was very like kind of haphazardly
right,
put
right.
together.
So
we were there for that. And we were
so
like,
I always
Hello?
Think it's a dangerous game to put too much stake in, like,
yes.
oh, this is the big one, here it comes, because they just don't look at it that way.
They don't.
Right.
Some of these other ones.
Yeah, let's go through all the Nintendo franchises
yeah.
and see what we might expect. So Golden Sun, I think we agree that's probably
that's a
no. Luigi, some people have been predicting a new Luigi's Mansion game for this year.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's not completely inconceivable.
I'd put it pretty low on the list.
Yeah.
Pikmin, though.
Oh. We got
Miyamoto.
We got the number one Pikmin champion.
Banging the table.
He might single-handedly,
yes.
whatever he requests, obviously
there will be something.
Becomes something. So I'm sure
there will be something.
There
for
will
that.
Be something for that. Maybe another Nintendo Pictures short celebrating. You know what? That might be kind of cute. Make a little animated
like
logo.
There's like a birthday cake or something.
Or some kind of cute thing where like all the Pikmin run together and
yeah.
it becomes like a 25.
I could also see there being some like
you know,
exclusive merch that's
some
available
merch.
Through the Nintendo
yeah,
stores and on
exactly.
the web. There's going to be something for Pikmin.
Some cute little badges.
Because he's going to make it happen.
He's going to single-handedly request something to happen.
Yeah. Yes. Animal Crossing is an interesting one because they are making a push to revitalize the game.
They are.
But I think they're in this interesting expectation management place where it's like, well, don't get too hyped for a new Animal Crossing game because
that's pretty far off probably.
That might not be coming now. But they do, I mean, they do have dedicated Animal Crossing social channels. So I could see them doing just a simple like
a simple illustration
or something, acknowledging it, like very nice.
Yeah.
In game, might there be some items like a throwback? You know.
Oh yeah, like a
in New Horizons, like yeah.
From the first game, or
right?
Something
that looks
like
it. That looks like it's from like a Nintendo 64 or a GameCube or something. That could be kind of cute.
They've been doing some stuff like that.
I think there's some fun stuff they could do in the game as well.
But it wouldn't be like I don't think they would be doing something huge for this.
No.
They wouldn't be announcing anything new.
No. There's no Animal Crossing Direct with the anniversary and all.
Yeah.
I don't think so. So that's the 25th. 30th Pokemon, we already talked about that. That's going to be probably the biggest of them all. And then we got this interesting group for the 40th. So Zelda we talked about.
Yes.
Metroid.
Missed the mark on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Metroid's
going dark for a little while.
That gunship has sailed, as they say. Or has flown. Has flown the coop.
Yeah.
They're probably going to go dark. I don't think we're going to be seeing any sort of celebration or any acknowledgement at all.
And honestly, that's one that I remember in the past, those specific conversations where NOA wanting to acknowledge it, and there was a lot of
hand wringing.
Because again, like they understand how passionate the Metroid fans are and how much they look into things. And what does it mean? And I'm gonna analyze this artwork.
Reggie wore a pin, and people talked about it for like a year and a half.
Reggie was trolling
so y'all. So hardcore. And then he would wear it just to troll you guys, just to say. I'm just saying. He literally said he was.
Oh my gosh. So I'm gonna say that Metroid is a no.
It gets a zero.
I think it's a good time to not do anything on Metroid.
I think we all need to heal.
Let's just let the dust settle.
Let the dust settle.
And then we can move on with Metroid.
Exactly.
Yes.
The 50th anniversary, here we come for Metroid. Yes. We need 10 more years
and then
to get the next
Kid
thing.
Kid Icarus is the last one.
No.
Yeah, I mean.
Unfortunately, I would love this. Honestly, I love Kid Icarus, and I would love to see this revitalized, but Sakurai is still kind of, he just did Kirby. This would be like something that he would have to push for.
He's being chained to a desk to make the next Smash Brothers right now.
I was going
to
say he has now, they have fulfilled his request of, you know, letting him take a break and make Kirby.
Living his life.
And living his sad life. Well, maybe not sad, but living his life and letting him do a YouTube and whatever. But now it's time to get to work. So the shackles are back on. Yeah.
And yeah.
I don't think he's got any bandwidth to do Kid Icarus.
Yeah.
So,
but as far as all of these other franchises, these non-Nintendo franchises,
oh my gosh,
as long as they are still like active franchises, like you know the ones where I kind of raised that, like Dead or Alive, it's like all right, they're not really doing those anymore. All these
but
other
Sonic,
ones,
Sonic, that's gonna be fun and big. They're gonna be doing something.
Yeah, all
for
of
Sonic,
these other ones
yeah.
are gonna try and capitalize on that and get the attention and get the excitement.
Yeah, and some of them have already started. You know,
yeah.
some of them have already started.
But I do really wonder about the anniversary fatigue.
Yeah, you think by the
I just look at this list and I get tired. I'm like, oh man, here it comes.
This is like when you have too many birthdays at the office.
Yes.
And you just have a shared birthday cake because you just can't deal with it. Happy birthday, Brad, Krista, Alexa. Yeah. That's what happened.
That happened to me. Yeah, it was a cool cake though.
Very cool cake.
Cappy.
I could scrape off the other names. No, just kidding.
Wow.
It's my birthday.
Alexa sat at this table and did a podcast.
She don't care.
Oh,
just kidding.
Wow.
I love Alexa. She is my birthday twin. But it is true. It's like when you got so many things. And again, people are already, I mean, all these other companies have started posting about it already. I mean, look forward to various announcements in celebration of the anniversary.
Please look forward to it.
You know? Happy Meal. Look forward to more celebrations. It's the same message.
Yes.
Yeah, celebrating 25 years of Halo. Let's look forward to more things. 30th anniversary of Resident Evil. They got a lot of Resident Evil.
They got a big game, so.
This year. So, yeah. Anyways.
You need something to pay it off.
Yes.
Is my point.
Yes. And also with Nintendo, I think the two points are you need something to pay it off, and also with Nintendo, don't get your hopes up too high and be disappointed because Nintendo didn't like go big and announce like the next Zelda game for the 40th anniversary.
Yeah.
You know,
we're getting the next Zelda game, the next Metroid game, the next Kid Icarus game,
and the next Animal Crossing game,
and the next Golden Sun.
The next Golden Sun is never going to happen. Not to be a downer, but the next Golden Sun is never going to happen. All right. All right, anniversaries though. Are you excited? Do you have fatigue already? Which anniversary on this very long list?
Which one's a big one for you?
Is a big one for you? Is it a deep cut or is it like a more obvious anniversary? Let us know in the comments and we'll see you guys later.
Bye.